Hey, VoiceTubers! Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Emily. Chinese New Year is over and it's time to get back into work or study mode. If you are a college student, you'll probably hate going to school. Teachers like to give lots of homework and schedule so many tests. Besides, you have to spend so much money on college textbooks. I remember back when I was a college freshman, I borrowed books from my senior because those books are so expensive. I don't understand why I should pay extra dollars on books. So check out today's video and you will understand why college textbooks are so expensive. But before watching the video, let's practice the sentence today and take a look at today's vocabulary. 刚刚提到 get back into work mode 指的是放完假的收心，还有一个片语是 get back into the swing of things。这个片语原本是描述运动员在休息之后再次进入状态，挥拍更顺手。那现在呢，常常用来表示人们回归常态，重新回到正常的工作还有生活里面。比如说 ，After the summer vacation, it took the boy a few days to get back into the swing of things。暑假过后，小男孩花了几天的时间才回归正常的生活。Okay, let's take a look at today's sentence. That way, students can access open license texts, digital media, and other learning materials for a fraction of the cost, but the movement is still in its infancy. That way, students can access open license texts, digital media, and other learning materials for a fraction of the cost, but the movement is still in its infancy.那我们先来看一下今天的第一个单字。第一个单字是 access， 这个字是动词，它指的是读取电脑的文档。注意这个字的重音在前 access。举例来说 ，users can click on the link to access the file， 使用者可以点击连结以存取该档案。另外一个易混淆的单字是 assess。Assess 是动词，意思是评价、评定。比如说 ，The art connoisseur is able to assess the value of the art collection。艺术品鉴赏家能够评价这件艺术品的价值。注意到这个单字 connoisseur，C-O-N-N-O-I-S-S-E-U-R， 指的是艺术品或食品的鉴赏家、行家。接下来我们来看一下第二个单字。Materials. Materials 是名词，指的是用具或设备，特别指的是为某特定活动需要的设备。比如说像 writing materials 是文具， building materials 建材， sewing materials 缝纫的用具。举例来说， the geography teacher uses some teaching materials to help students better understand the landforms of Japan.地理老师使用一些教具使学生们更清楚了解日本的地形。注意到我们在句子里面有使用到 better understand， 可能有人会觉得 better 这个副词放在 understand 这个动词的前面是错的，其实这个用法称为分裂不定式 split infinitives， 意思是将副词或其他词语插在 to 和原形动词之间。我们讲不定词是 to 后面加上动词这个用法，而分裂不定式这个用法呢，比较常出现在口语的使用上面。那单看 material 这个字指的是材料、原料、素材、布料。那如果当材料或原料或者是衣料的时候呢，可以当可数或不可数，但当素材或资料的时候是不可数的。接下来我们来看一下第三个单字 fraction。 fraction 是名词，指的是极小的部分。比如说 Mary bought these t-shirts at a fraction of the original price。 Mary 只用了原价的一小部分买了这些 t-shirt。另外补充两个比较容易混淆的单字是 portion 跟 proportion。 portion 也是一部分、一份的意思，它也是名词。比如说 after the typhoon, the middle portion of the roof started leaking。 台风过后，天花板的中间部分漏水了。另外一个单字是 proportion， 指的是部分份额，这也是名词。 比如说 international students make up a large proportion of the class， 国际学生占班上学生组成的一大部分。那这三个字 fraction、portion 跟 proportion 呢，都是表示整体的一部分，但 fraction 它是包含在全体中的一部分，表示是比较微不足道的一部分。那 portion 呢，是着重在整体中所分配到的那一个部分，比较有独立的意义。而 proportion 这个字呢，是跟整体之间存在一个定量的关系，表示说某部分占整体的几分之几或者是百分之几。再来我们看一下最后一个单字是 infancy。 infancy 指的是婴儿期或者是幼年，它是一个名词。那片语 be in its infancy 呢，它指的是在初期或是在早期。举例来说， Though self-driving cars seem attractive to drivers, the technology is still in its infancy. 虽然无人驾驶汽车对驾驶人相当有吸引力，这项科技仍在初期阶段。Okay, that's it for today. Hope you enjoy the show and don't forget to practice pronunciation challenge every day. Bye-bye!